Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussions we're going to have tonight. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And Mark. I don't know if you're allowed to be here, Mark. Are you topless? Because it is Topless Tuesday.
Well, I can remove my shirt. Not that it'll do anyone any good.
Well, you are not on video, sure. So we'll just say you did and leave it at that.
There you go.
So anyway.
It's probably better.
I would imagine it's better. Mark, you have a story about the governor of Oregon? Is that right?
This is school administrator?
No, this is Governor Kate Brown.
And she has decided that students should be allowed to graduate college without being able to read or write.
High school.
Oh, high school. Well, that's just as bad. Without being able to read or write, yeah.
Right, so from Oregon
But before
Live.
We get into that, I mean, that's coming up later, right? Because I know you have a lot you want to say.
I do.
About the Free State Project and last night's show.
Right. So I spent, for some reason, whenever I tuned in today to LRN.FM, Free Talk Live.
Right, but we were working on something.
Yeah. It was streaming. And
sure.
What I got to hear was the show from last night where you and Ian and Bonnie went through a speech by Jeremy Kaufman, which was It's really good. It's a really good speech.
It was an incredible speech. I mean, the opening alone, in my opinion, guaranteed his winning of the debate. I mean,
he was basically,
I don't remember the name of the founder or the idea guy behind the Free State Project, but he basically said, you know, can you see any realistic chance of the Free State or the Libertarian Party getting even 5% of the vote within the next 20 years? And Jeremy presented this as though it was his question. And then he revealed, that was actually said 20 years ago by Jason Sorens.
Now, this was a debate at Porkfest?
Yes, on whether or not the Free State Project or the Libertarian Party were the best vehicles for securing liberty in our lifetime.
Right.
And the Libertarian Party basically had the one representative or whatever that they were able to put up as having won an election running as a Libertarian versus the Free State Project, which could point to many Free Staters in the House of Representatives here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think that the Libertarian Party is probably, from what I've seen, has had several successes over the last four or six years. And
the Libertarian Party has?
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't think it's been successful at anything.
Well, I'm talking about successfully. Great. I'd love to use that standard that you've just used, because getting a politician elected is not really success.
Well, the Libertarian Party hasn't really
politician.
The Libertarian
they
Party
have gotten,
hasn't
they've
really
had,
done that. They got one.
No, they've gotten more than that. They've gotten several elected in different positions. Nothing, you know, major. It's not like, let's not forget that Justin Amash was a Libertarian, the first Libertarian representative of the United States House of Representatives.
Yes, but he wasn't elected as a Libertarian, and then he lost his job as a Libertarian. But it's not a victory. It was a victory for Republicans.
Well, great. I'd love to use the standard that getting somebody elected is not a victory, because
the
Free State Project doesn't have much to say.
I'm not saying getting someone elected isn't a victory. I'm saying the Libertarian Party has not succeeded in getting anyone but this one person elected. Certainly, if you get enough people elected, it can be considered a victory. A small victory, but a victory nonetheless.
I think that there's been more than one. I think it's been a handful, from what I've seen, you know, little blurbs here and there. But I don't look into them deeply. And you know the reason I don't look into them deeply? Because it doesn't matter. If you get a few people elected around the nation, so what? Somebody's wasting their time in the hallowed halls of government somewhere arguing with a bunch of statists about something. Big deal.
Well, certainly, but that's why the National Libertarian Party fails, because, you know, having a libertarian town clerk in this random town in America, I mean, that's good for the Libertarian Party. However, there's some echo going on now, Mark.
I'm sorry, there was an audio issue there, excuse me.
Okay. However, the Libertarian Party doing that has no effect on the actual success of the LP versus in New Hampshire, where getting 40 state reps as Free Staters successfully elected does actually have an impact for all of New Hampshire.
Out of 400, though, so that's still a small
percentage. It's still 10%, though.
Yeah.
Right, and there's plenty of people who aren't Free Staters that have been elected in New Hampshire right now. I would say that the number of A+, A-, and B+ rated reps by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is probably somewhere near 120, would be my guess. Now, I have to go through and check that number. I wasn't prepared for this exactly. But, you know, they've done some amazing things, and I've waxed hopeful here and there for the Free State Project, but I keep getting brought back to reality. And the reality is that although the Free State Project has had the most success of any libertarian organization in America, so what? I mean, honestly, did you see what happened in New Hampshire compared to what happened in Florida last year during COVID?
But the New Hampshire state legislature has made attempts to actually prohibit the governor from, you know, implementing these statewide mandates.
Oh, great. So New Hampshire can be as free as Florida.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
But New Hampshire is significantly freer than Florida in other ways.
What I care about, well, really? How so?
Mark, I'm not an expert on these matters, but I know that New Hampshire and Florida are consistently 1 and 2 in the freest states in the United States. There's a reason for that. There are some ways in which Florida is freer, and there's some ways, like, do you have constitutional carry in Florida?
I can't carry a gun anywhere.
Okay, and does the state of Florida have constitutional
carry? Hold on, just 1 second. As a convicted felon, I can own a replica or ancient firearm, but in New Hampshire, I can't.
Okay.
You see, this is the thing, is that
this isn't about you,
care.
Though, Mark.
Wait, hold on, it is.
It isn't.
Wait, it is.
Is there constitutional carry in Florida?
No.
In that regard, New Hampshire is freer.
Fine. So, I mean, why would you want to carry a gun outside of your holster, outside of your shirt? I mean, why? So you could be shot the first by the guy at the convenience store?
I found it convenient when I was running for sheriff and, you know, had my property being invaded and stolen and vandalized. I found it convenient to open carry.
Well, don't worry. New Hampshire will enforce the federal gun regulations on you after your trial.
So will Florida.
Well, they probably will, but at the very least, you will be able to own a black powder pistol in the state of Florida, but not in New Hampshire.
Well, I'm sure Wyatt Earp is thrilled to hear that.
All I'm saying, look, I'm telling you that New Hampshire isn't particularly free, and to hold it up as someplace free where it's supposed to be liberty in our lifetimes and all that stuff, it's annoying to me to listen to.
But you're making the argument that Florida is
free. Got raided, I'm making the argument that Florida is at least as free, if not more free. If we didn't see how New Hampshire came in number 23 for COVID freedom, you can't just say, oh, well, we fixed that. No.
New Hampshire has a terrible governor. I'm willing to give you that. The Free State Project hasn't been inordinately successful, but it has had successes.
What do you think the situation would have been like in New Hampshire had it not been Sununu, but had been one of his predecessors? Because I can't think of one.
I don't know.
That would have been good.
I haven't lived here long enough to even know any of his predecessors.
New Hampshire Free State Project, I hope the very best for them. But the idea that they're going to secede from the United States government and somehow protect people like me, who have, this clarion voice of liberty called Free Talk Live, there in the state, that has been raided not once but twice by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, from what I can tell, because we're libertarian. It's the best explanation I've been able to come up with. And the Free State Project and the libertarians in New Hampshire can't do anything about it.
I don't know, Mark.
They don't do anything about it.
The ball is getting rolling on New Hampshire secession. We don't know what will come of it. You know, we don't know what level of...
Would you like to bet?
You presume
anybody,
you know.
Does anyone want to take a bet? Because that's how we handle things about predicting the future.
I'm not a bad
5 years
person.
From now, New Hampshire will be snuggled up tightly in amongst the 50 states of the Union.
Maybe. Maybe. But maybe not. We'll find out soon. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's
about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Talk Live. What do you think? Libertarian Party or a free state migration or Mark's idea, which we haven't actually gotten into yet, but one of Mark's ideas, I should say, because Mark, you're involved in many different projects. I mean, you're out there on the ground attempting to secure your liberty in your lifetime. And I think that's admirable. You know, it is. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. But Mark, someone sent me some screenshots. I don't know how you feel about this, but if you're upsetting people, you're probably doing something right. Yes. In general.
Yep.
And the Free State Project here in New Hampshire is certainly upsetting people. Here's a tweet from Dave Brown. You're nothing more than seditious people who moved here to take over and secede New Hampshire from the United States. Nothing more than termites chewing away at the foundation until it breaks, and you can all go straight to hell.
Let me talk. Let's talk about that for a second, because I think that's really important. And, you know, there was a time not long ago that I would have just made fun of. What was it, Dave? Was that his name?
Yes, Dave Brown.
Yeah, I would have just made fun of Dave. But, I mean, think about it for a second. What would it be like if they picked your state? And, you know, like if, for instance, let's say none of this had ever happened. We hadn't moved from New Hampshire. And, you know, you lived in Mississippi, right?
Yep.
And all the socialists, the Antifa folks and all that stuff, they decided to move to Mississippi because they felt like it was the best place to do their little antics.
Okay.
I mean, what a bunch of crap heads.
No, not at all. I would just leave. Like, I did leave.
Well, I was like, hey,
this place doesn't represent my values or what I'm trying to achieve, so I'm going to leave.
You know, they are doing that in Austin. They're taking over.
Sure.
That's going to be the next cesspool that we have to deal with in the next 20, 30 years.
I don't disagree with you, Conan. I think you're 100% right. And, Ari, I don't really disagree with you either. I think you should go where you're treated best.
I mean, if these people are unhappy about the Free State, quote, takeover in order to secede from the United States, then they should go elsewhere.
But you have to admit that people tend to, for whatever reason, have this sort of fallacious idea surrounding the land where they're from, the land of their forefathers.
I'm more from here than they are. They can get out.
And
my family's been here since 1620.
As far as New Hampshire is, you mean the country?
Yeah.
I was
here before the United States. They can all get the hell out.
One of the good reasons I found that New Hampshire was a good destination spot is because only one-third of the population here are actually from here. We are a transplant state. Everyone comes here.
Only one-third of the population is actually from here?
Yep.
Wow.
I think that sounds right. But that last third is, it gets pretty miffed, I can tell you. And, you know, ultimately,
well,
when
what do
you seize control, an entire government, it's gonna feel a lot like a takeover. It's gonna feel like you're telling us what to do.
No one's telling anyone what to do. We're telling them we're not gonna tell you what to do. We're going to set you free, and you figure out what you can and can't do.
Yeah, but they want to be taken care of. That's
well,
the
then
whole
they should
point
go to
government.
Massachusetts.
That's the whole point of government. Well, they just moved here from Massachusetts.
Well, they should go back. But I mean, if they're not happy about, you know, the Free State Project coming in, and in theory, now I don't generally trust elected libertarian politicians, but in theory, taking over the government, seceding from the United States, and then scaling back the power of the state government, That's not a threat to them. They can just go elsewhere if that's what they don't want.
It's a threat if they have their kid in school and they want their kid to stay in the same school and that school gets its funding shut down for whatever reason. This feels very much like a threat if you're talking about somebody who's worked for the government for 15 years, is 5 years out from their pension, and you're talking about eliminating their position.
They can transfer to Massachusetts or Rhode Island or Connecticut or something.
It doesn't work that way.
Well,
no, it doesn't work
that way.
Well,
then they can stop being welfare whores and get a real job.
I hear you. Look, I agree with all of your points. All I'm saying is that what makes more sense is what I've been working on here with FreePrivateCities.com is to essentially buy a piece of land. Right now, Honduras has its...
Well, let's clarify that. You're renting a piece of land from the government.
I don't know how that's so, but all right.
Well, because if the government wanted to, it could just come in with guns and take it from you, just like we ultimately rent property from the United States government.
Well, I mean, couldn't that be said about any government? I mean, why are...
Yeah, so, that's the issue. Private property doesn't really exist on planet Earth anymore. It's all ultimately belonging to the governments.
And probably only ultimately belonging to the United States, China, or Russia, ultimately.
True.
But let me make my point here. So currently, Honduras has this legislation called ZEDES. It's basically Economic Development and Education Zones is what it's called. But ultimately, it's a special autonomous zone as opposed to a special economic zone. It's a step up. And essentially, you make your own civil law. You can buy a piece of land. You get a ZEDE designation from the government. And you make your own civil law. You got your own cops. You do your own import-export, tariffs, everything. Almost everything is
run.
Why
would you want tariffs and cops?
Well,
security. I don't know about tariffs, but I mean.
Right. So you're running your own country, state, nation, whatever you want to call it. So, you know.
What about for those of us who don't want to run a country and who just want to be free?
Good luck. That's what I say.
So those are the options.
Stand out there.
You either become the
corner and demand your freedom.
So is that it, Mark? You either become the emperor or you serve the emperor.
Well, that's the same. You could make the same argument for running. If you're a libertarian running for government, I mean, in a way, you are running to rule the state.
That's why I don't trust. That's why I don't trust libertarians who run for office in general.
Because like you.
Well, I didn't. No, if I was not me, I would not trust me. There's like five libertarians who I would trust to actually get into a position of power and not abuse it.
What does the country? The country of Honduras think about this? Are they all on board?
Well, obviously, all 17 million or whatever people there are in Honduras aren't on board any more than the 1.4 million people in New Hampshire are on board. But the legislation is constitutional and included, and in fact, it's international law because it's included in a treaty. So to undo the ZEDE legislation, they'd have to go to The Hague to undermine it. Well, they can undermine it, but they can't get rid of it. So, I mean...
I'm not sure what use Hague really has. I mean, the court in Hague ruled heavily against China and its claims in the South China Sea, and China said, we don't care. So, why would Honduras care?
Well, because Honduras doesn't have the clout that China does. China can still continue to trade no matter what The Hague says. But Honduras is going to have a heck of a harder time. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Can you amass enough guns to fight the United States, China, or Russia? No, you can't.
Why
in the world would you have moved to New Hampshire if that was your attitude about it?
I thought that was one of the talking points, is that, in fact, we do have enough guns to take on all of those countries if we so chose to. But patriots, people who care about or who are trying to salvage this nation. And a whole blade behind, or a gun behind every blade of grass, I mean, it would be suicide if they wanted to come after the gun owners in this country.
New Hampshire does have more machine guns than any other state in the United States, for whatever that's worth. What are your thoughts on this? We're going to continue with this discussion. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has no regrets about his decision to withdraw remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
Afghan leaders have to come together. They've got to fight for themselves. fight for their nation.
Biden telling reporters that Afghan forces should be able to hold off the Taliban despite growing evidence to the contrary. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, will become New York's first female governor. Hochul succeeding Andrew Cuomo as governor after he resigned from office Tuesday following sexual harassment accusations. Cuomo's last day in office will be August 24th. The spotlight is now on the follow-up measure to the bipartisan infrastructure bill that has passed the Senate. The so-called human infrastructure bill covers $3.5 trillion in more spending and will have to pass with only Democratic support. USA Radio News. An arrest is made in Chicago after a police officer was killed over the weekend.
The Chicago Police Department reported Monday two brothers were arrested for the fatal shooting of Chicago police officer Ella French over the weekend. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. His brother, 22-year-old Eric Morgan, was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and obstruction of justice. Although they have the most stringent gun laws in the country, David O'Neill Brown, superintendent of police in Chicago, says thousands of guns have been confiscated off the streets this year alone.
So far this year, Chicago police officers have recovered 7,536 guns. That's a 23% increase over the same period a year ago.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 184,346 new cases of COVID-19 and 492 deaths on Monday. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join this argument between myself, Conan, and Mark about the best way to secure liberty in our lifetime, that's 603-283-6160. I mean, realistically, the best way to secure liberty in our lifetime is probably to use cryptocurrency. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need to get to Bitcoin.com. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs, as well as like a 3 or 4 minute long video that will teach you the basics of cryptocurrency so that you can get started learning about this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the news that's relevant to you, because bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. Speaking of Bitcoin, Mark, what's it like using Bitcoin in the Honduras?
Well, best I can tell, they really don't know what's going on over there. But that doesn't mean that you can't start a ZA that is focused on cryptocurrency. And I can assure you that the ZAs that exist now are looking into it strongly, because this is innovation in government. What's the innovation in government going on in New Hampshire? A 400-year-old body called the General Court? I mean, it's even confusing what we call it.
If cryptocurrency in ZAs is a revolutionary government, then cryptocurrency usage in New Hampshire, Keene, by the way, one of the largest per capita, one, the highest, I don't know how to phrase what I'm trying to say, then it has to apply to New Hampshire as well.
No, no, that's not what I mean. What I'm saying is that Zetes themselves are innovation in government.
Okay.
And that the use of cryptocurrency is innovative. However, I mean, let's not forget that the use of cryptocurrency by the, you know, the Free Talk Live folks in Keene, New Hampshire is what brought the FBI there to throw all y'all in jail.
Yes, because Bitcoin is the best.
They'd throw me in jail if they could have.
Because Bitcoin is the best way of securing liberty in our lifetimes, and we made that point clear.
I don't disagree with that point. I think that cryptocurrency certainly could be. But if you could combine moving to a place with like-minded people with cryptocurrency in a way that might actually work, and I bet you don't say that, such as New Hampshire.
I would have on March the 15th.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear your complaints, but after having my studio raided a second time in New Hampshire by the federal government, and then seeing
that's just all the more reason to kick the federal government out of New Hampshire, though.
Fine,
to secede from the United States.
Let somebody else spend the rest of their life fighting the United States government. I'm going to stop fighting these people, and I'm just going to go where I'm treated best. And I was just recently in Morazan. You can go to the website at morazan.city.
Saying it slowly didn't help anyone know how to spell it.
Okay. Morazan. Morazan. Spanish is phonics, so you should be able to get it, but maybe not. Morazan.city, and check it out. Morazan.city is currently a Zete with housing units where you can go live and thus be libertarian free. Now, I need to make
But you're still under a government. It's just a more benign government than the United States government.
It's a government you opted into, a private government you opted into.
Well,
is that not libertarian?
Maybe and maybe not. Let's not forget the United States government was one that the states opted into.
Yeah, but Rhode Island, the Constitution, Rhode Island was threatened with a blockade. So, I mean, that's not particularly non-coercive. But even if you're talking about the Articles of Confederation, and your claim is that they were illegally undermined, which I would agree with, I mean, even so.
I don't know enough about history that happened 300 years ago to weigh in on that, because I don't care. That was 300 years ago. I just know that once upon a time, you know, these territories, they opted to join the United States.
I think that the,
and now it's mandatory.
This is the reason that I like the idea of free private cities, not free private giant land masses, because you could move a small area and still have whatever relationship you have. So, for instance, Morazan.city is 60 acres. You could work in Morazan and live outside of it if, for whatever reason, you didn't like the rules. And if you really hated the rules, you don't have to work there. You can go work someplace else. So when you have smaller...
Can you give that land measurement to me in a way that makes sense? Because
60 acres?
60 acres, yeah. What is that? How many square miles is that?
It's not square miles.
It's like the size of our... the college here in Keene.
Okay. So it's like a college campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, the size of a college campus sounds right. Sure.
That's a very small city. A free private, you know, village might be more appropriate.
Sure. It's absolutely true that it's not that big now, but that's the great thing about Zetes is that you can acquire more land, and if the owner of the land wishes to opt into your Zete and you wish to take them, then bang, they're in. You sign a piece of paper, and they're part of the Zete. Now, you then become responsible for that land in a whole different way that the government is no longer responsible, the Honduran government.
You don't think the Honduran government would be a little bit upset if people started defecting to this Zete? Like in mass.
Look, I didn't write the legislation. I didn't pass the constitutional amendment, and I didn't, then pass the concomitant law with it. Honduras did. I'm only telling you that what they see is that Hong Kong was very successful, and the reason it was successful was a lack of regulation and a lack of taxes. It was low tax, low regulation, and they wanted to benefit from that. They saw that the only way they could compete on the world theater with 6,000 special economic zones was to make their special economic zones more special, and so they did.
I don't disagree, but how would the Chinese government have reacted if people surrounding Hong Kong were like, hey, yeah, we want to be part of this. We're Hong Kong now.
Well, I imagine they wouldn't have liked losing out on their power very much.
Their power and their tax base. I would imagine the same is going to be true of the Honduras. I mean, I don't think they looked far enough into this to consider the possibility that, you know, if you're actually successful, their people are going to want to join. And they're going to lose their tax slaves.
I think that that's true, and in the long run, it really just depends on how successful government is. You know, I mean, how successful is it? What I would say is that I don't know, you know, which little faction of the government passed this in Honduras, but this is the law, and this is how it exists currently.
And I never in my life expected you to trust the government to follow the law.
I don't trust the government to follow the law. I'm just telling you that I don't trust it in the United States, and I don't trust it in New Hampshire either.
But you do trust it in the Honduras.
Chauvinism. No, I don't. The blind chauvinism of the Free State Project adherents just irritates the crap out of me. I mean, I've been there for the last 15 years, and I'm telling you, New Hampshire isn't any more free than any place else. It's not like we're reveling in our freedom.
If you just count the time that you were actually here in New Hampshire, wouldn't it be closer to like 7.5 years?
No, in your time in New Hampshire, I've been coming and going a lot more than I did previously. I was on Free Talk Live 6 days a week. I got one day off from 2006 to 2014, probably. And then after that, I was on 5 days a week. So
now, Mark, this is just a field right now. There's nothing. Nothing's been built. It's just diagrams of what they say it's going to look like.
That's inaccurate.
I see some dirt roads running through it. Had there been improvements?
I'm sure they haven't updated the pictures for you, but I was just there about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I've got pictures I can show you. They're building small two-bedroom, one-bath units, like little hotel rooms, all lined up using a styrofoam wire mesh concrete system. And they are churning these babies out. And they're going to rent them for $120 a month to local textile workers.
And what about infrastructure, water, and electric? Where is that coming from?
It's all in.
Coloma, the city next to it?
Yeah, Chaloma.
How big is one of these two-bedroom, one-bath apartments?
It's small. It's a small.
What type of
someone want to move to Honduras, work as a textile?
I'm not recommending that anyone move to Honduras and move into to Chaloma. I'm just telling you that Chaloma, in a year's time, became far freer than New Hampshire will ever hope to be.
But there's nothing there.
Okay.
That's why I say my backyard is the freest place in the United States, because there's nothing there.
It's a big city. And this is a field off the side of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. Mark, it's a shame that you're not here to discuss this during the break, because, Conan, you've actually been to the Honduras, right, to the capital city.
I spent 2 months in Tegucigalpa in 2000.
And you said the water was undrinkable.
We had to bring in our own water. We were specifically told don't touch this stuff. It's full of contaminants, especially sewage. And
yikes!
What we actually stayed in the downtown area, which was kind of neat. But once you went a couple of blocks outside of that, you went straight from high rise buildings to basically people living in cardboard boxes. And I'm seriously whole. Hillsides of nothing but boxes with power poles outside, of course, so they can watch their soccer, their football, and no windows, no doors, just sheets, you know, to keep some of the bugs out. The whole landscape was pretty rough. And I'm looking at Chaloma, and I'm looking right at the middle of this place, and I can tell you right now, there's at least 1,000 shanties right in the middle of the town, but the rest of the place looks like it's pretty developed. They have a Wendy's, and they have a Little Caesars, actually. Look at that.
I mean, that's really the issue I see with this. Any government willing to rent you out some of this land to build one of these ZAs is going to be the government of essentially a third world country.
That's the truth.
They're not going to have the infrastructure, the water, the electricity to support the lifestyle that a first world person is accustomed to.
Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, okay. I just wasn't letting you interrupt me.
Yep, New Hampshire's never going to give you freedom because it doesn't need to.
You're mistaken.
That's what
governments
states
don't.
Have.
Governments don't states? Grant freedom.
Well, yes, they do.
No, they don't, Mark.
But why is Chaloma the philosophy behind it?
That they take freedom.
But when those FBI agents were pointing those guns at you and decided to let you live because you didn't raise your hands and drop your robe and expose your nakedness to the world as they were raiding your house over nothing, they were granting you the freedom life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
No.
Because
no, they weren't.
They had the ability
to shoot you dead. You're looking at this
and
backwards.
They would have never got in any trouble. Look, I know the philosophy.
Well, then why are you saying this? You're demonstrably wrong.
The reality is you are their slave. You may leave should you wish, but while you stay, you are their slave.
Mark, as soon as this place gets out of the ditch and starts to become prosperous, the same thing's going to happen. Choloma's going to be like, hey, you know what? Look at all that revenue over there that we're not getting any of. We really need to find a way to tap this. And that's where it might be 20 years down the road, but it's going to happen.
It could be the case. I don't know the answer to that. But what I'm trying to tell you right now is how much success do you... All you can do is compare things to what exists now. Mm. And trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results... I think the
Free State Project is kind of different.
It's never been tried before.
Well, yes, it has. It's been tried multiple times.
The Free State Project's
the most successful.
The Amish got it. How did the Amish do it? Is it a religious exemption? They can just get off the beaten track and become their own state.
The Amish
pretty much
free. They pay income tax. They don't pay Social Security, but that's it.
Okay.
I mean,
the states have seceded from the United States in the past as well. That didn't work out very well for them, but it has happened. So to say it's impossible is clearly not true.
My contention would be if the New Hampshire, it's just not going to happen. I'm just willing to bet it. Look, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's not going to happen. And I'd be willing to bet $100 to $1. My $100 to your $1 that for whatever amount you want to go at, that New Hampshire isn't going to secede from the United States in the next 10 years. And if it's not, then it's not a safe place for Free Talk Live, and it's not a safe place for liberty. So therefore, I'm going to look for new and different things. Care to take my bet?
Is there no? I don't.
Yeah, if I got to put up $100 and I could get $10,000 out of it, yeah, I'll take that bet.
I don't even want to bet. I don't like this.
That's fine. You're going to lose.
Worst case scenario, I'm out $100. Best case scenario, Mark is out $10,000, and New Hampshire secedes from the United States.
Mark, is there anywhere in the country, the U.S. that Free Talk Live Studios would be safe?
Yes. If Free Talk Live Studios were mobile and we could broadcast from any location anywhere and had more than one studio, then we could just sort of hop back and forth, then the Free Talk Live Studios would be safe, and I'm working on that right now.
Let's not pretend like they can't track people's cell phones and stuff if they want to.
If the Federal Bureau of Investigations actually states that it's coming after Free Talk Live Studios, then they really have won a victory, and that victory is...
Prison?
Hey, look, now they're actually coming after freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way,
what they've had to do is they've had to trump up spurious charges. In the first case, they never even brought charges. They just sort of raided the studio. In the second case, they brought these charges they're holding Rich Paul unlawfully right now, and everybody knows it, and no one's doing anything about it.
Well, it's possibly unlawful. I mean, the judge has to make a decision on that. But
finds that they're holding them unlawful, who goes to jail?
Right.
I mean, if I were to hold somebody in jail in captivity for 3 months, I'm pretty sure I'd never see the light of day again. But when these people go and do it, it's just fine.
Well, that's how the state works. You know, the mythology around the state, inoculates them against the consequences of their actions. But I do have to admit, I'm surprised by how long it's taking for a decision to be made in the case of Rich Paul. I mean, especially when the last we heard was that, the judge admitted that there was a realistic possibility that he was being held unlawfully. And now it's been more than 2 weeks, I think, or coming on 2 weeks, and there still hasn't been a decision. So I have to admit that, that does surprise me.
Yep. All I'm saying is that don't consider New Hampshire the only possibility. I think New Hampshire is a great place to move. If you like America, you want to stay in America, you're lower middle class, upper middle class, and this is what your options are. You live in the Northeast, and that's okay with you, then New Hampshire is a good choice. But what you need to consider is not what place in the world is freest. The question you need to ask is, what freedoms do I want? What will make me happiest? And then go where you're treated best. If you're an adamant scuba diver and you move to Wyoming, you're probably not going to be as happy as if you moved to Key Largo, you know? It doesn't matter if you're free or not. It matters whether you're happy or not.
A lot of this is about freedom of speech and all of that. So I'm just curious whether or not the Honduras or any of these Zetas that you're talking about will have the infrastructure to actually support the broadcast of Free Talk Live. It's quite demanding on an internet connection.
I don't think it's that demanding on an internet connection. The numbers that I've seen is,
well,
like,
if you're,
you know,
just
10 megs up and 10 megs down, as long as the connection's stable.
If you're just streaming
fine.
To, you know, to radio, maybe, but the more streaming platforms that you go to, the higher the bandwidth required.
As I understand it, and I am not the expert on this, but I have worked with Bonnie, who I presume has worked with the rest of the team, to check with the people. I've checked with these different locations throughout Honduras, and so far everybody's passed the exam.
Reliably?
Look, Aria, you're welcome to test. Would you like to be hooked up with people?
I don't know what you mean, hooked up with people.
Well, I'm not in Honduras. I'm in Florida.
And I got to tell you, no, because I mean, even if I wasn't, you know, legally required to stay in the United States, the Honduras is the lowest priority of places for me to visit.
Well, that's
simply
you don't
because
know.
It's ridden with crime and kidnapping,
okay,
and murder.
You know, nothing
stuff like that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's really great. You know nothing about what they call the Bay Islands: Utila, Roatan, and Guanaja. These places are English speaking. They are Guanaja and Utila nearly devoid of violent crime. I mean, they got about 5,000 people, and they're absolutely the antithesis of what you're talking about.
Okay, but that's not the Honduras. I mentioned the Honduras.
They are Honduras.
They are.
They're not. It's Morazan City, and I don't recommend that anyone move to Morazan City unless you are, you know, adamantly interested in libertarian history and want to be part of something amazing. Then, you know, go right ahead. But I wouldn't move Free Talk Live there permanently.
So you haven't really picked an alternative to the Free State Project. You're just saying, in theory, are alternatives.
Hold on. I've signed non-disclosures, so I can't say a lot of things, but I am working directly with people to bring about what I consider to be the sort of Free Talk Live libertarian ZA.
Very cool. Well, when we get back, we're going to end this discussion. We're going to talk about fat shaming and how a gym instructor got in trouble for telling someone to get a treadmill instead of a vaccine. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.